Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Bubba Wallace, who is one of the few African-American drivers in NASCAR.
Is he
the only one, Rob G?
I think he's the only one.
Either the only one or one of the few. But he's called 2 days ago for NASCAR to ban all Confederate flags from their racetracks. And guess what, Rob? NASCAR did it. They announced today that they are banning the presence of Confederate flags at all NASCAR events. They say the presence of the Confederate flag at NASCAR events runs contrary to our commitment to providing a welcoming and inclusive environment for all fans, our competitors, and our industry. Bringing people together around a love for racing and the community that it creates is what makes our fans and our sport special. The display of the Confederate flag will be prohibited from all NASCAR events and properties. Go.
And I am standing, Chris. I just got up out of my chair.
I know music's coming.
And
probably.
I'm applauding the people of NASCAR for finally doing what's right. Thank you, people of NASCAR. And you know what? They have to go against the people that are their customers, that are the people who buy their product. Not all, but that's always been a part of NASCAR and that Confederate flag. And for years, they fought against removing it. And they see what's going on in this country, and they see the movement and wanting people to be together and not being divided. That this should be a United States. A unity in people, no matter where you're from, what color, what race, what religion, or anything. And for years, people hid behind the idea that, oh, that's our Southern heritage. It has nothing to do with racist or against black people. Poppycock! Why in the world would we wave a Confederate flag for all the stuff that it stood for? And also, the Confederate flag tried to overthrow the Confederate states, overthrow the United States government. Why in the world, and any other nation, would you glorify people who tried to overthrow our way of life, who wanted to keep black people in slavery? Are you kidding me? And that flag still flew. And that's the reason why so many extreme hate groups still use that flag for what it stands for. They use that flag. They don't use the American flag. They use the Confederate flag for what it stood for. And you know what? On this day, Chris, I'm going to say, God bless America. Yes.
I knew the music was coming.
Cue the music. God bless America, because we're supposed to be a united nation. All under one, all being treated equal. I know people look at it and say, it's just a token gesture. Say whatever you want. We're going to pull down those statues all over the country that represent the past and the shame of the United States and take a step forward into the new times and let everybody know, why should we be uncomfortable? Why should we hold on to stuff from the past that we know is wrong? The Confederate flag is one of them. Take down all those statues of those Confederate generals. How dare we have those Confederate generals with their names on our military bases? No way, no how. The time has come for a change, and I think people are seeing this. This is going to hurt NASCAR in the beginning. People will reject it. The people in the South who love the racing. They don't race in New York. They don't race in L.A. They race in the South. They race where their people are, Chris. And for them to stand up and say, we're not going to be a part of it anymore, even if it hurts us at the gate, even if some people say they'll never go back to another NASCAR race. They're doing what's right. We got to stop acting with our pocketbook and start knowing the difference between right and wrong and doing what's right. What NASCAR did today was right. Finally, they saw the light, and they have decided they will no longer just go along because that's what people want to do. God bless NASCAR, and God bless America.
The words, folks, of Rob Parker, my partner. All right, I agree with you, Rob. I this is a good step. It's a very good step. Like you said, it's largely symbolic, but it is a major move for them. No question about it. I want to see much more. I want to see legislation that helps to economically empower African-Americans. The average African-American household is worth one-tenth of what the average white household is worth. That's not because whites work harder or are smarter or anything like that. There was intentional legislation to get that going. And that doesn't mean whites haven't worked hard. They've worked hard, but they've had opportunities that, you know, obstacles were removed from their way to get out of poverty, where with a lot of African-Americans, that's not been the case. So I want to see economic empowerment. I want to see schools equaled. You know, the poor people in the poor neighborhoods, regardless of race, they need the education more than anybody in this country so they can get to the level economically that a lot of other people are at, regardless of race. But the schools in the predominantly white areas get $23 billion more per year, school districts, than the schools in predominantly areas of color. That needs to change. The criminal justice system. You got too many people sitting in jail for 9 months, 6 months, a year just because they can't pay the bail. So stuff, there's a lot more stuff. I won't get into more stuff, but that needs to change. I won't be happy or satisfied with just symbols, but I do recognize it's a step in the right direction. Let me say this to our white brothers and sisters, and we value all of you. Don't take this, and you see these Confederate flags, you know, coming down and these statues coming down. And, you know, if this continues, it's going to go a long way to taking down a ton of people that have been considered American heroes. Okay. Because so many of them own slaves. Okay. Don't take this as an attack on white people. All right. This is not an attack on whites. This is an attack on white supremacy. And it's not trying to put black supremacy in place of white supremacy. It's not trying to put people of color supremacy, if you will, over white supremacy. It is just saying we all, regardless of ethnicity, regardless of color, are equal. And so it's an attack on white supremacy, not on white people. As white people, do not limit your culture to the slave South or even the slave America. White culture is richer than that. You don't have to just hold on to a time when you enslaved people of color, when you ran over the Native Americans. There's more to your culture and your history than oppression of other people. And so don't look at this as an attack on white people. Look at it as an attack on white supremacy. And I would say, Rob, and I know, look, I know a lot of white people are looking at this like, and they're feeling some kind of way. And I'm not just talking about NASCAR, but just this whole thing. Not just the white supremacists, some white people in general who aren't white supremacists. And that is because in this country forever, for the past 400 years, white supremacy has been the culture. If on a scale of 1 to 10, I mean, heck, at one point whites are at a 10 or more and we were below zero. But now if you say, when you really, you might look at sports, you might look at music and say, oh, blacks have made it. They're, no, that's superficial junk, sports and music. When you really look at what makes a life, quality of life, income, employment, education, how you're treated by the criminal justice system. Though you look at those things, health disparities, and you see we're way behind. And so if you have whites are at maybe 8, 7.5, 8 right now on a scale of 1 to 10, and we're at 2.5 or 3, then as we try to get all of us at 5, and that doesn't mean fixing outcomes. I'm talking about 5 in terms of opportunities, in terms of being comfortable in the culture, in the country, then that you are coming down from 8 to 5. That is coming down. And it feels like you're coming down because you've been used to a white supremacist system. You've been used to all the textbooks glorifying European history, all the textbooks glorifying American history from a white perspective. All these, you mentioned it, Rob, the military bases, named for white Confederate soldiers. That's been your culture. That's been our, we've been used to it too. Real talk.
How?
But it's time to come out of it.
And Chris, the point as well said, and this is the reason why I am excited, is because to move off some of these things, Chris, that you would think should have been moved off years ago and stuck around, and especially NASCAR. I don't know, other than Brad Daugherty, how many black people and Bubba
Didn't
Wallace.
Did Magic get involved to some degree, like on the board
might have,
or something?
But I don't know.
Ownership.
They're not playing to their crowd, Chris, when you talk about taking away the Confederate flag.
Right.
Aren't black people, there aren't any races going on in Detroit and black people in the crowd, I'm telling you. And that's why I think it's significant. And I'd love to hear from people on this and other stuff that should come down. We've already talked about it, Chris. They want to take Marge Schott's name off the University of Cincinnati Stadium. There are all things all over the country. What was it, Jerry Richardson down in Charlotte? They removed this statue away from the stadium.
Well, it's going to go beyond sports, and it's interesting because, you know, you saw Army, like the defense secretary, say that they're open to renaming these military bases that are named off after Confederate soldiers, and President Trump has shot that down. So it's still a battle, and it's going to be interesting to see how far this goes. But, yeah, the beginnings of it have come. And look, I said it yesterday. When nations change, when the spirit that's controlled a nation changes, for whatever reason, a lot of the landmarks get taken down. They get run over. And this nation is undergoing a change peacefully so far. I know some people are looting it, but look, for what most nations go through when they change, this is peaceful. Because usually it's war that changes a nation. So this is a nation undergoing some change, and some of the landmarks from the old racism and white supremacy are coming down. And hopefully it can just be peaceful. And, you know, we move on to a brighter and better America for all people, including white people.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, Rob, I've been telling you this. But now maybe some people you'll listen to on this. A couple of former teammates of Carson Wentz, or as you call him, Carson Wentz in a lifetime. As I call him, Carson plays every Wentz in a lifetime.
Whatever.
is healthy every Wentz in a lifetime. But anyway, Michael Bennett and Chris Long, both former Eagles, they went in on him. Podcast for Chris Long does.
Sour grapes, go ahead.
I'm just saying. So the topic was Carson Wentz. And Chris Long says this: I look at Carson Wentz's situation, or no, I look at the Carson Wentz situation, someone I always knew had it in him. If you play with Carson, he is a good guy, but you don't know if he has that intestinal fortitude to be that first one to step over the line. And then Michael Bennett steps in with Nick Foles is better. I've been trying to tell you. Now, let me say this before you go ahead. Foles is not better than Carson Wentz. Physically, Carson has all the tools. He's great in that regard. But I keep trying to teach you this, Rob. One day, maybe it'll sink in. Maybe when you get your doctorate, maybe this will be a subject in the class one day. With quarterbacks, as with all leaders of men, intangibles are invaluable. Joe Montana, good physical skills, really good ones. But that wouldn't have made him the GOAT alone or in the conversation.
No, you got a 40-inch slip. Brady, you just said it. Made him the GOAT.
Tom Brady,
you
don't try to change the subject. GOAT. Do not try to change the subject. Tom Brady, good physical skills, but that wouldn't have made him the GOAT alone. It's the intangibles. It's something there. Terry Bradshaw, incredible broadcaster. Had an arm and all that. But he was clutch when the Super Bowls. He got it done. The intangibles. And Nick Foles, mediocre at best as far as a career, regular season. But when he got in those playoffs, he was a leader of men. They rallied behind him. He ran the plays as they were called. He did what he needed to do. And he delivered the city of Philadelphia its only Super Bowl ever. He's got a statue. He's got a shrine in the locker room. Nick Foles, right now, is going down as better in the eyes of Eagles fans than Carson Wentz. Now, if Wentz delivers on all his talent, maybe learns a little bit as far as the intangibles, then he can surpass Foles. He got to win a Super Bowl. At least one, Rob. That's what his charge is. You get all excited because the Eagles were 8-8. Oh, wow. They beat Dallas. Big whoop. And they got to the playoffs and went down in a hurry. And that's all you can point to. You can't point to a playoff win. You can't point to a great performance in the playoffs. You certainly can't point to a Super Bowl. All you got is he was 8-8 and they made the playoffs. It's going to take more than that, Rob Parker.
I feel so sorry for you.
For him to win Philadelphia, he's got to win a Super Bowl. Nothing less will be tolerated. Because of what Nick Foles did.
I feel so sorry for you, and not just about your voice. That might be the weakest take Chris Broussard has ever delivered in the history of the Odd Couple, going
Chris
back
Long
to the
Michael
Sunday
Bennett
show. Going back to the Sunday show, weekly show. That's how weak it was,
he
even when you were mailing no shows in.
He doesn't
Stop
need to
it.
Win a Super Bowl.
Be quiet.
He doesn't
You're
need
Nick
to win a
Foles.
Super Bowl.
You're Nick Foles. Can't even hold on to a job. They gave him every time they make him a starting quarterback in the NFL. He's a flop. He can't even hold on. He went to Jacksonville of all places and lost his gig. He stinks every time they give him a chance. They turn over the car keys to him. He crashes. Yes, he had a great run. Anybody can win one. Carson Wentz is a franchise quarterback. Is a franchise quarterback. You know Nick Foles has never come close to winning the MVP. If it wasn't for an injury, Carson Wentz would have won the MVP a couple of years ago. Chris, stop it. They're not even on the same level. You and that damn intangibles. It was those intangibles that you said Dak Prescott was going to lead the Cowboys to the Super Bowl last year. And what happened? He lost to Wentz in a lifetime in the biggest game of the year. And you don't know, what about those intangibles? Dak Prescott, the leader of men. He led them not to the playoffs. That's all. You always bring up stuff you can't put a gauge on because it's just arbitrary. And you will eat your words on Wentz in a lifetime and Wentzylvania. When he delivers a Super Bowl or two before he's all done, he is a franchise quarterback who has all the tools. Those guys from the Eagles and that all that nonsense that they're talking about, go ask them why Nick Foles is on his 9th team in his 10th year in the NFL and why he can't hold on to a steady job if he was that guy. Enough already with Nick Foles. He had a great Super Bowl, and I'll never take that away from him, but he is not a franchise quarterback.
I agree. I agree with that. Nobody's saying Nick Foles is a Hall of Fame or anything like that.
You picked Jacksonville to go to the playoffs last year because of Nick Foles.
I don't think so.
Yes, you did.
I think that's revisionist
Rob
history.
Rob G.? Where's Rob G.?
So.
He did.
Don't be trying to drag Rob G. into your nonsense.
Rob G.,
and that's not even the question, because we can go to the Chargers and how you picked them to reach the Super Bowl.
You picked Dallas to go to the Super Bowl.
All of the five
you
win
picked
Chargers.
Dallas.
But don't get me off the topic, Rob Parker. Here's what my question is for you and Wincy Healthy. That's the new nickname, Wincy Healthy. That's the new nickname. Wincy gonna play? How about that? Wincy gonna play? That's more appropriate than your Wentz in a lifetime or your Wentzylvania and all that. Because Pennsylvania's got more of a history than to be nicknamed after a guy who has yet to even deliver a playoff victory. Stop it. This is my question for you, Rob. You got to agree. Does Carson Wentz have to win at least one Super Bowl to get Philadelphia back? Get that fan base back from Nick Foles. Because, they'll cheer him in the regular season. They'll cheer him when he throws for 4,000-plus yards. They'll cheer him when he gets them into the playoffs here and there.
Chris, do you remember last year when they won that game against Dallas? Do you remember that?
Until he wins a
Super Bowl. You're acting like you don't remember that.
What about it? It was a regular season game against an underachieving Cowboys team. What do you want? You want a parade for that?
I want a biscuit.
You want a shrine or a statue for that? Nick Foles has set the bar. The mediocre at best, Nick Foles has set the bar. Can your boy reach it? That's the question. You always say, you just said it again, anybody can win one. Can he win one? Let's see. All I hear is crickets now. No jokes now. No stand-up now. No nicknames now.
I've already told you that he will, when it's all said and done, will wind up winning two Super Bowls. That's where I'm at on Carson Wentzylvania.
Well, it's going to take at least one to
get some hot
back.
Tea for your throat, because not only are you not going to make it through this show, we might need to call somebody in tomorrow if you keep it up.
You just mad because I'm dancing all over you on this
take. Nah, I'm good. Not at all.
Nobody don't be trying to make me say Nick Foles is a Hall of Famer. Nick Foles is all this and that. All I'm saying is he's delivered because he had the intangibles. Same team, same teammates that Carson's had. And you can stop all that almost, all that close, you know, close and all that to an MVP. He didn't win the MVP. So stop
it. Come on.
Yeah,
man.
But he always gets hurt. That's the problem.
Stop it.
That's why
last year when
healthy.
They needed him, when the whole team was banged up, he took them to the playoffs. Give the man credit.
Whoop-dee-doo.
No, give the man credit.
Can I hear it?
Give the man credit.
Wowsy, woo-woo.
Wowsy, wowsy, woo-woo.
You getting excited about a playoff appearance? Really?
Yes.
That's how far you've fallen.
No, this season was dead.
Mr.
Everybody was hurt. Everybody was hurt.
Mr. Anybody can win one. Now you've fallen that far that you're bragging about getting into the playoffs. What, 8-8? Was it 8-8 or 9-7?
No, they won
whatever
nine games. Stop trying to shortchange them.
Play it again, Alex. Wowsy, wowsy, woo-woo. Stop it, Rob Park. You're embarrassing yourself.
I'm the poo-poo king.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
interesting because, look, it's almost become a cliche, almost a mockery. Like, Jerry Jones talks after every game, right? He holds his own press conference.
He's got his own show on a radio station in Dallas.
He's always got something to say. Always. And yet, he has not said a word about this whole racial situation. And some of his, you know, former players, and one of his former players, Dez Bryant, tweeted on Sunday, somebody should have brought Jerry Jones, Stephen Jones, and Jason Witten to this protest down in Austin, Texas. Mm. This is not a policy change. This is a heart change. And yeah, I said it. So Dez wants to hear from Jerry Jones. And he clarified, he talked to Sports Illustrated after and said, look, I'm not saying he's a racist. I know Jerry. You know, they got a good relationship. But he said he needs to learn. He needs to listen to some people. He needs to feel that energy. And that's what he wanted from him. Now, Richard Sherman, he spoke to the San Francisco Chronicle this week, and he called out Jerry Jones as well and other owners. He wants to hear more from other owners. He said, it's not pulling them like it is the rest of the country. Because if it was, then they'd speak. Jerry Jones especially has no problem speaking up any other time about anything else. But when it's such a serious issue and he could really make a huge impact on it with a few words, his silence speaks volumes. Now, remember, Jones is the one that, you know, said the Cowboys better stand. And he went full bore with the change of narrative that President Trump started with, saying it was disrespectful of the flag and all that. And so,
and he threatened his players, Chris. You remember?
Yeah.
That's what I call it, a threat. And said if any player kneeled down, they wouldn't be wearing a Cowboys uniform. Rob G, did you ever find that quote? Wasn't it something of that ilk?
Well, here's one quote.
Okay.
We cannot in any way give the implication that we tolerate disrespecting the flag. We know that there is a serious debate in this country about those issues. And first of all, it shouldn't even be a debate about the issue that Kaepernick was really calling out, right? That shouldn't even be a debate. But there is no question, these are Jerry's words, in my mind, that the NFL and the Dallas Cowboys are going to stand up for the flag. So, Jerry, I'm with Richard Sherman, and I'm with Dez Bryant. Like, his silence is deafening. I'm not saying it's the end of the world. I'm not saying, you know, it's stopping the movement, obviously. But he needs to speak, being somebody that's always speaking.
Chris,
always, right?
I'm going to say it like this, and I'm just going to call it like I see it. If you remain silent during this, then you're not with us. And when I say us, the people who want change in this country and want something different.
Right.
Jerry Jones matters in this world. He owns one of the biggest franchises, if not the biggest in this country. He's a part of the good old boy network. He's a name that people would know. And if, you know, the elder statesman Jerry Jones stands up and talks about making real change in this country and giving in, it carries some weight. So for him to be silent and not to say anything tells you what side he's on, and that's the way a lot of people would have to look at it, because there's no other way. Silence means that you're endorsing the status quo. And
right.
Most people are willing, Chris, to stand up and say, no, I'm not going to be a part of that. I'm not going to be silent anymore. We've seen all these NFL players who shun Colin Kaepernick, who have now changed their mind and have now stepped up to the plate and said, no, we can't be silent on this. We just saw George Floyd murdered before our eyes. How can you be silent?
I totally agree with you, and I think this is going to be interesting, very interesting, because we know he's friends with Donald Trump. We know Donald Trump's already questioned the NFL statement from Roger Goodell, to put it lightly, right? And I think there's going to be more coming from that. I think Trump's going to, you know, challenge him harder, and Goodell's got to stand his ground, got to stand his ground. Where will guys like Jerry Jones, Robert Kraft, what are they going to do? And furthermore, Rob, we heard Adrian Peterson. Now, he's obviously not a Cowboy, but we heard him say he's going to be kneeling. And he thinks a lot of players will be kneeling. Or showing some form
Daniel
of protest.
Snyder was another one, Chris, the owner of Washington, yep. who said that he wouldn't tolerate it and whatnot. And now what's going to happen? Adrian Peterson's already on the record. Already.
Look, if the players kneel, what? There's nothing Jerry Jones can do.
Are you going to give it to everybody?
His foot's going to be in his mouth. His foot's going to be in his mouth. There's nothing he can. Ezekiel Elliott, Dak Prescott, you know, assuming he signed, which I think he will be. all their players. Come on. What's he going to do? He ain't going to be able to do nothing. So he needs to go ahead. And as you said, he needs to say something for the right reasons. Not just because he's going to end up looking silly when his players disrespect him.
Exactly.
Not but the flag, but his order. Disrespect that. So, but you want him to do it for the right reasons. But I agree with Sherman and you and what you said, man. Like, again, this is a guy that's always talking. He's probably, is it even close to him being, he's the most outspoken and owner in the league.
Yep. Maybe in all of sports, Chris, to
right.
be honest. No, I don't know if any
Mark
other
Cuban,
owner that have a radio show.
Mark Cuban, you know, is those two, and it happened to be in Dallas, both of them. But, yeah, he needs to step up, and I think this is going to be really interesting to watch to see what he does and what the league does, and then you got Trump. Like, it's going to be very interesting.